Yeah, you know, it was just kind of a day where we had some big plays, we did some really good things, and then you know, a little off on a few. And you know, I hate turning the ball over in the fourth quarter on an interception, and missing Akeem on the right sideline with a chance to, you know, get a first down and run, a bunch of clock off, if not all the clock, and giving the ball back to Washington. So, you know, that's something I got to fix, and I got to get better and make sure, you know, I'm not putting us in a bad situation and make the plays when they're there. But, you know, something we've been really good at over the years is a 2-minute drive when the game is on the line and making plays when we need to make plays. And, you know, great route by Victor, great decision, and, you know, had good protection and was able to put it up there, and he ran under it and go get the touchdown. That was, you know, that was obviously a huge play. And then our defense, you know, great job getting turnovers all day and you know, some key stops. So it was a big win today. No, you know, I thought you know, had some really good throws and felt good, felt like I was seeing things, and you know, they're a good defense, and they had some different coverages where you have to hold the ball a little bit. They were getting pretty good pressure, you know, at times. So didn't have, you know, all day to sit back there. So, but I thought, you know, made some good throws, missed a few that I gotta get back. So he's gotta, you know, continue working with our receivers and get back on the same page. I don't know if I saw him turn the wrong way. I saw what the coverage was. They were playing it a pretty good, mixing it in the previous 2-minute drive before halftime. They were playing, man with the safety real tight, kind of doubling Victor on the outside, trying to take away any outside breaking routes. And we had a, you know, route where he, you know, had a seam route, and so he just ran right through kind of that double team if they were doubling him, and you know, made a great decision and great play in the ball to catch it, and then also, you know, important not to get tackled and go score the touchdown to give us the lead. You know, I think it's just great credit to all our receivers, the way they when we get in those circumstances, they're prepared for what the defense is, what defense are going to come, what their reactions are going to be, how their routes going to change based off the defense and making those adjustments. So we practice the two minute drill a lot during every week on Thursdays against our defense, and it's competitive. And I think Victor does a great job of on some of his routes, making great decisions, being decisive, and giving us opportunities to make some big plays. Yeah, I mean, I had to throw it probably a little bit before I wanted to. I kind of threw it, very early and just threw it high and deep, based off, saw the coverage and was hoping Victor was going to see it the same way I was. I didn't see the ball get caught, and I just kind of heard the cheer. I said, that's probably a good sign, and saw him, got up in time and saw him running in the end zone. So it's a good feeling. Well, you think, hey, we got to get a field goal. Obviously, that's the most important thing. So, you know, when you're backed up like that, you want to try to get, you want to get some yards. You want to just, get in a good rhythm, move the ball. You got three timeouts, so you can throw the ball underneath and don't have to force the ball down the field. But as you get closer to the other side, if we got that opportunity, then you start understanding that you don't have to force things on third down. If you're getting field goal range, so understand your mindset does change a little bit based on time and distance. But you always want to try to get a touchdown and win the game and not settle to go into overtime. No, I didn't know what it was. I just thought it was a sack dance. So I'm always okay if guys celebrating. That means they're making plays, and whether it's on offense or defense, they want to celebrate. That means we're doing good things. That's all right by me. Yeah, just that outside linebacker just dropped right into the lane, and had a little pressure up top. So I just didn't see him drop. By the time I threw it, he just snuck right into that window and made the play. So. Just a tough break.
Eli, typically you focus on the defense when you stand on the sideline and think about the two minutes when you go back in on the defense. Did you get a chance to see RG3
When I'm watching, I'm watching our defense. I'm rooting for our defense to play well and get stops. And a lot of times saying, hey, get sacks and stop the run. And so I'm rooting. But obviously, there at the end, he made some great plays. And the fourth down, scrambling around and finding the tight end on a big play, then hitting the touchdown. There at the end. So obviously made some outstanding plays, running the ball and throwing it. So our defense did a good job containing him though, and getting turnovers and making some big stops.
Eli, you at least touched quarterback in the league. Offensive line does a great job keeping you clean, but today they actually got sacked earlier. Was that you, or was that what was happening in that play when you got sacked?
Sometimes it happens. That's part of football, and they had pretty good coverage on, so I couldn't get the ball out quickly. We had a pass that was going to be a little bit further down the field, and so I was going to have to hold it a little bit. They got some pressure, and that happens. So that's part of football. You throw the ball. It's been a few games since we've given up a sack, and they're going to happen during the course of a game. Well, I think I was on the ground, so I knew what the coverage was. I think I saw it pretty clearly. I was just hoping, it was going to get complete. You hope you don't underthrow it or overthrow it. So just hoping that it was going to be a completion. Because I knew it was going to be a big chunk of yards. Whether we scored or not, I didn't know, how that was going to work out. So by the time I got up, saw him running and obviously very excited because we had some struggles in that fourth quarter. And had thrown an interception, missing a throw. I needed to make a play and help out our team.